Our gospel lesson today takes us to a place that we may not expect being the fifth Sunday of Easter. That is, our gospel lesson takes us back to the upper room, but not when Jesus miraculously appears to his disciples after Easter, but his final words with them before taking the final walk, or faithful walk, to the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus, in our text, is eating the Last Supper with his disciples. He told them he will not leave them orphaned, but will send them the Spirit, his Spirit, to be their comfort, their guide, their counselor. He had told them everything he thought they needed to know. And then he says to them, "Come now and let us leave." Then there's this pause. Imagine Jesus looking quietly at each and every one of them, and in their faces he sees confusion, fear, and many questions. All that he had come to do will soon be on their shoulders. Shoulders of the frightened men, his disciples. They will be the church. They will represent the seeds that he has sown, seeds that will grow and change the world. What more can he say that he hasn't already said to them? And then there's this pause. The writer John wants his readers to feel that same tension they felt in that upper room that fateful night. He wants his readers to know that they too were Christ's church. They too were like seeds sown, seeds that would grow and produce new seeds in every generation. That's the good news. God's love would continue to grow and spread and change the world. So much possibility lay in the lives of each member of the church, so much possibility. So the church today pauses and prays that each member understand what is needed for the church to grow and flourish in each new generation. Jesus gives us this image of the vine and the branches. He is the vine, in him is that nourishment that each branch, each member needs to grow and produce fruit for the kingdom of God. Only in John's gospel do we read these final words of Jesus. Perhaps Matthew, Mark, and Luke thought those words were only for them because they maybe thought that Jesus was going to return in their time. By the time John's gospel is written, the church is growing, and the church is facing many struggles. It is said that the church is Satan's favorite playground. If he can sow seeds of fear, confusion, and division within the church, then he wins. More than ever, we need to hear Jesus' words in how to grow and flourish as his church. Abide in me. He says that three times in verse 4, once in verse 5, once in verse 6, and twice in verse 7. So let's ask ourselves, are we willing to abide in anything? To immerse ourselves wholly in something? To allow anything to captivate our heart and our life? To view our whole existence through one lens? What are the things that capture our whole attention? What are the things that we place in the very center of our lives? What is it that defines who we truly are? I want to say Jesus, right? Don't we want to say Jesus? I want to say with St. Paul in the book of Acts, in him we live and move and have our being. But I know that only if I am grafted into the vine that Jesus, divine Jesus, is that possible. If I am grafted into my own ego, then the church must do the things the way I want them done. If I'm grafted into my own self-righteousness, then surely God loves only those I love and he hates those who I hate. If I'm grafted into anything other than Jesus, then the church suffers and Satan wins. If I'm grafted into anything but Jesus, my worship attendance is optional. My service to God and reaching out to my neighbor will be optional. My prayer life will be optional. My study into God's word will be optional. All things that help the church to grow and flourish, I will consider as optional, because I'm not grafted into the vine. Jesus tells us in today's text that his Father is the vine dresser. He cuts off the branches that do not bear fruit. He also prunes those who do bear fruit. No one likes that word prune, but the wise vine dresser knows what is best for the vine, so that it will produce even more and better fruit. Indeed, every congregation of faithful grafted branches goes through times of pruning. In the 148 years of this existence of this congregation, there have been many times of pruning. In our long history, this congregation experienced the move from 2 Mile Road to be a church in town. And that church in town burnt down. Later, from that church, later this congregation moved into this building where we worship today. Along the way, we have experienced other large and small prunings. Through it all, we are who we are today because of God's gracious pruning that has allowed us to remain grafted to the true vine. Looking at the image of a healthy grapevine, each branch grafted into and abiding in the true vine, and each branch wrapped around the other so that it is difficult to see where each branch begins and ends because they support one another. This is the image I pray that you will always hold in your mind as people of God in this congregation. As you abide in him, you will experience his love and faithfulness. And that's what's going to have you grow and be nurtured. And you will continue to grow and flourish for generations to come. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.